I have
current geek.
This is Current Geek, episode 117. It's better because it's Sonic. Hey, everybody, welcome back to the geekiest show about the geekiest stories of the web. That would be Current Geek. My name is Scott Johnson. And that
exterminate.
Guy. I was hoping you'd do that because we're going to talk about Doctor Who, and I want you to pull out all those references you love so much because you love Doctor Who.
I am a big fan of the good doctor.
That is to say Tom Merritt, by the way. That's Tom Merritt right there talking. Yeah.
Yes, in case you haven't met me beforehand.
Right, Tom. Right.
So Doctor Who Return to Earth releases at the end of October, and a lot of people are really excited about this. It's coming to the Wii. And of course, there's going to be a Sonic screwdriver game controller released with it.
Your dream has come true.
You haven't watched a lot. Have you watched any Doctor Who?
I've watched some here and there, often bits, a lot when I was a kid and didn't know what the hell I was seeing. A lot, you know, that exterminate period. And really hardly any of the new stuff. I think I saw maybe two episodes with Eccleston in it and then just lost track and didn't get back to it. So I have a lot to catch up on. And if I have, like, here's my commitment on the show. I will watch all the modern incarnations of the good doctor before,
like the reboot, like the Christopher Eccleston, David Tennant,
yes,
Matt Smith versions.
Yes, at the very least, I will get caught up on that stuff.
Highly recommended. Good stuff.
So you can
tell
me
how this game's going to be. It's a Wii game, mm-hmm. but a lot of people seem to be really. I'm a little skeptical. A lot of people seem to think it's going to be great, but the idea of having a Sonic screwdriver as a game controller is pretty awesome. Sonic screwdriver, if you don't know, is the only tool that the doctor uses. He doesn't carry weapons. He rarely has any kind of like gadgetry of any kind. Every once in a while, there's, you know, your canine, for instance, robotic dog. But really, the only thing he carries around is the Sonic screwdriver. And it's just, you know, it's a highly advanced screwdriver, but he can do pretty much anything with it.
Yeah, it looks like this game is coming out. When's this coming? I missed it. October 29th. Yeah, so right around Halloween. And yeah, anticipation for this is high. There's a lot of people who say they've seen it at various game shows and think it's the bee's knees.
I actually wasn't that excited about getting Return to Earth because I'm more into the story, and I'm not sure that this is really going to add that much to the lore of Doctor Who necessarily,
yeah.
But this might push me over the edge. I would like to have a Sonic screwdriver Wii controller. That'd be awesome.
At the very least, it'd be fun to get your hands on that and just have that, even if you don't play the game. It looks like a lightsaber, but not knowing much about the Sonic screwdriver, that's just my naivete at play.
It looks like a fat Sonic screwdriver, and it's a little plasticky.
Yeah.
But mostly it looks right. It probably feels right in your hand.
It's like this cool Tron stuff they're doing for the Tron Legacy game.
Mm-hmm.
Pretty cool. Excited about that. It's actually not called Tron Legacy. It's called Tron. Anyway, there's some controversy about that. Anyway,
Tron
video game. Time for some video games. Anyway, moving on. Thank you for that link that we found over at bobshouseofvideogames.com. We'll have a link.
Tron Evolution? Is that what it's called?
Yes. Yes. So the movie's called
2010.
Right. The movie's called Tron Legacy. The game's called Tron Revolution. The game, I think.
Mm-hmm.
And it's confusing people because they don't know, well, is it tied to the story? Is it not? My question is it any good?
It's evolving.
I only care if it's good. If it's good, that won't matter. That'll all work itself out if it's good. Anyway, moving on to a geeky reader submission that we got from Paul. We get these via email, currentgeek@gmail.com. Paul says, "Hi, Tom and Scott. I recalled something from my past that may be better suited to your show. I was in my sixth form 2 years before university." What the heck is that? It must be British. Sixth form? Never heard that. Is it like sixth grade for them?
Yeah, sort of. I don't know if it's the equivalent of sixth grade, but the form is like the grade. Yeah.
Okay, because instead I'm picturing an alien stage of like, I was out of the chrysalis and was forming legs or something at sixth form. Anyway, I was taking English as a subject, and we had to do some sort of assignment that consisted of a couple of essays, and they were presented to be presented differently. Well, I was a computer geek back then. Nothing has really changed much, and I decided to write my essays and present them on a computer format. I went through the procedure of creating basic programs and printed the essays on the screen and managed to get an assembly program to play music in the background. It was all quite cool from my then and very keen youthful outlook. I had to coordinate with a science teacher that had a Commodore 64 that she kept at the school so the English teacher could actually view and mark the essays. So this sort of dates this. You can kind of see when this happened. The essays, however, didn't go down too well, but the originality did win me some extra points, and I passed. Now that I look back, I was most likely the first student to submit any work for an English class, or any other subject for that matter, in the form of a 5 1/4 inch floppy. It's funny how times change. Paul McKay in New Zealand.
Don't copy that floppy, Paul.
Pretty awesome. Love that. Love hearing about stuff that was happening back then that I wouldn't even have, you know, who knew that was even going
on.
And
I love that he had teachers that were like willing to cooperate with him on that and give him a little points like, you know what, maybe your essay is a little shaky, but you put in the effort.
Yeah. And New Zealand, that's right. That's right by Australia, right? And they have that Kiwi monkey or whatever. I'm just making all that up.
Yeah, yeah. New Zealand is the mainland for the island of Australia. Australia, it's off the coast. And yeah, and they have a Kiwi monkey.
They have a Kiwi monkey, right. So send your emails to correct me right away because Lord knows I need it. Moving on, I actually know all about what's going on, so please don't send me your emails about that. But do send geeky submissions like this to currentgeek@gmail.com. Visit the site currentgeek.com. Visit us on Twitter. That's twitter.com/currentgeek. And that is going to do it for me, for Tom, and for Paul McKay of the large prison colony known as New Zealand / Australia. We'll see you on Friday.
Assembly programs are cool.
Like StarCraft? So do I. Why not check out Scott Johnson and Brian Huff on the brand new The Creep Podcast? That's at thecreeppodcast.com or search for The Creep in iTunes.